this episode, we will be playing fun summer games to enjoy your awesome new start of the summer. Let's get on into it. Our first game is Guess That Sound. Okay, this is sound number one. Now that you've heard the sound, I'm gonna give you a few seconds to think about what that sound was. Okay, the answer is... Drum roll, please. A molecube.
At first glance, this looks like an unsolved puzzle cube.
Do I have to finish this thing?
But this puzzle has already been completed in a whole new way.
I did it.
Molecube is a new spatial challenge that combines the feel of a Rubik's Cube with the logic of a Sudoku puzzle. Your goal is to have one piece of each color on every side. Rearrange the rows until all 9 colors are on all 6 sides. It's a challenge in keeping your colors straight, like dressing up for the big game.
Hey, I found a shirt so I can fit in.
Dude, we're crimson. You aren't straight up scarlet.
The pieces satisfyingly turn and click into place for an addictive brainbuster. Buy Molecube and shop hundreds more gifts at vat19.com.
vat19.com.
Now on to our second round of Guess That Sound. Now, I'm going to give you some time to think about what that sound was. And that sound was very tricky. It was bracelets being swung together, but not any type of bracelet, a follow bracelet.
All right, up next, we have these bracelets, and I understand this is a fun way to learn about wildlife and conservation.
Yes, so Wildlife Collections bracelets, they're just beaded bracelets that each have a little animal on them. They're cause-related that help you kind of look cute, celebrate in style, and then they all come with a QR code, a little card that's packed with them, and you can use that code to help track an animal. So they have a variety of partnerships with organizations that are focused on animal conservation, conservancies, so sea turtles, elephants, polar bears, just a delightful way to engage with animals, celebrate your love of animals, especially today because each bracelet is...
We'll be right back.
What's the best way to make a great thing awesome? Make it 128 times more massive. Introducing the world's largest gummy worm, a 2.5-foot-long, 3-pound feast of gummy candy.
Hey guys, it's as long as my entire leg.
This This 4,000-calorie snack has all the same details of a regular-sized gummy worm, like dual flavors and several different tasty combinations, such as cherry and blue raspberry, a ribbed body, and even a little smiley face. But because of its incomprehensible size, our test groups often didn't know what to do with the gummy worm. Note, it is not a Rambo headband. It's not a jump rope.
How many doctors did it take? One.
It's not hypnotizable by a snake charmer. And it's definitely not a dance coach.
Am I doing this right?
Make no mistake, the world's largest gummy worm is yours to be devoured. World's largest gummy worms make great gifts for those with a sweet tooth, or 12, and they're always a surefire hit for a birthday party. Try this jumbo dirt cake with Oreos and pudding. The world's largest gummy worm. Buy it now at vet19.com. And hurry, you know what they say about the early bird?
Vet19.com.
Now back to the show.
Our next game is called, Remember What I Said? Now, here are the rules to Remember What I Said. What you will have to do is, I will say a sentence, then I will play some catchy music, and then we'll see if you still know what I said. Let's get on with it. In the summer, don't forget to practice your reading and math skills.
Let's go to the beach, each, let's go get a wave. They say, what they gonna say? Have a drink, clink, found the Bud Light. Bad bitch like me, it's hard to come by. The Patron, let's go get it down. The sound, yes, I'm in the zone. Is it two, three, leave a good tip. I'm gonna blow all of my money and don't get pushed.
I'm on the floor.
Can't stop, this is so high.
that you've heard that song, think about what I said. I'll give you a few seconds to think about it. Now that you have had a little bit of a chance to think about what I said, I'm going to tell you what I had said earlier. In the summer, don't forget to practice your reading and math skills. Now let's move on to round two. Summer is a time to have fun. You've heard that, I'm gonna play a little music to let you think about what I said. Okay, now I'm gonna tell you what I said. Summer is a time to have fun. Now it's time for review the rules and then we'll get right to it. So, the rules of Brain Thrillers, the game, is you, once I have read you five facts, if you know one of them, feel free to give me a voice message saying which one you knew
and your name. And if you want, your state. Now, let's get to it. Okay, number one is, back when the dinosaurs existed, there used to be volcanoes that were erupting on the moon. That was number one, and here's number two. The only letter that doesn't appear on the periodic table is J. That was number two, and here's number three. If a polar bear and a grizzly bear mate, their offspring is called a pizzy bear. That was number three, and here's number four. Nintendo trademarked the phrase, "It's on like Donkey Kong," in 2010. That was number four, and here's number five. The famous line in the Titanic from Leonardo DiCaprio is, "I'm the king of the world," was improvised. That's number four, and here's number five. A single strand of spaghetti is called a spaghettio. That was number five, and thank you for listening to Brain Thrillers.